Joplin went joined here today by Kieran Polking of the Carroll Tigers. He's going to be heading to Central to continue his football career as well as his education. Kieran, appreciate you joining us, and I tell you what, congratulations on that decision.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Does it feel like some weight's been lifted off your shoulder? I know it hasn't been just recently. We kind of pushed your interview back a little bit with everything that was going on, but did it feel like some weight was lifted off your shoulder when you finally kind of decided where you were going to go and started letting people know?
Yes, definitely. It was definitely hard trying to get all these visits lined up and talking to all these coaches at the same time. So, yeah.
You've been busy with that. When did everything kind of start for you and stuff with the recruiting process, you know, and stuff? I think kind of some your junior year, but this senior year got really crazy.
Yeah, so junior year, coaches really started reaching out, and then I started taking visits to a lot of schools, and then kind of cut down my options senior year and really got to know certain schools.
Do you know how many schools reached out to you, or at least an estimate? Was it a lot?
It was a handful, so maybe like seven.
Okay. And then as you started to trim that list down, you know, what was that like? What was kind of the process of trimming things down to maybe a final three or four?
I mean, let's look at the academics, like campus, price, and then looking at how the coaches are and then stuff like that.
Was that a fairly easy process, or did you end up spending quite a bit of time on that?
It took a little bit of time.
So for you with that process, you know, what were some of those early conversations with coaches like? Was it a little surprising when they started to reach out to you, or did you kind of anticipate that?
I kind of anticipated it.
So what were some of those early conversations like then with some of the coaches? Was it through text, or were they calling you, or how did they reach out to you?
Yeah, it was through text, and just they're just basically telling me about their programs and just getting to know their programs a little bit.
Okay. Do you remember who the first coach was that texted you and reached out?
Do not.
Okay. Now, I know you've went over to Central before for the Central camps. How much did that play into the role of that being the school that you ended up deciding to go to?
Definitely a lot, because that really helped me get to know their campus and made me comfortable around the campus and around the coaches and players.
So do you know many of the players? How many have you gotten to know over the years?
About a handful, and I know the coaches pretty well, too.
Okay. What were some of those early conversations like with their coaches?
Basically small talk, getting to know them, and then they started ramping up and telling me, like, where they see me playing here and stuff like that.
Okay. Before we kind of continue with the football talk, you're also an outstanding wrestler, made state, you know, several times, so did anybody reach out to you about doing football or maybe even doing a combination of football and wrestling?
Well, not actually. So Co talked about doing football and wrestling, and then Cornell reached out to me for wrestling.
Okay. Was there any real thought to wrestling with the success that you've had in your high school career, or was wrestling kind of the back burner in a way, but football was really the front runner for you the whole time?
Yeah, football is definitely the front runner.
Okay. I
definitely love football a little bit more than wrestling.
Okay. Now, you started your career having a lot of success kicking, and then that transitioned into more success defensively, especially and on the offensive side of the ball some as well. What were the early conversations like? Was it kicking? Was it defense? What were the coaches talking to you about?
It was mostly offense, I'd say. They're asking me about running back and tight end.
So what are those conversations like, and where are you hoping to play at Central?
Well, those conversations, I mean, just ask about my play style and stuff like that, and I'm going to play tight end at Central. That's the plan.
Okay. Is that where you wanted to end up, was at tight end?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel comfortable there.
Has it always been the offensive side for you that you'd prefer, or did you even think, you know, that, man, I could maybe be a D end or a linebacker or something at the next level?
Yeah, it's always been the offensive side that I've liked better.
Okay. A lot of people like to be hit. You want to be that guy carrying the ball that gets to hit somebody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what colleges did you all go visit? Did you make it to most of the seven or eight that had reached out to you at some point?
Yeah, I made it to a decent amount of them. I made it to Central, Luther, Morningside. Where else? A couple more. Can't really remember.
Okay. Was that mainly during your senior season, or did you get to some, you know, last year as a junior as well?
I'd say a mixture of both. Definitely a lot more junior, though.
Okay. You know, with football and wrestling going on back-to-back, how were you able to kind of fit those trips into your schedule?
Yeah, it was tough. Just had to find any open weekend I had.
Okay.
Usually Saturday football games was when it happened.
Favorite game you were able to attend?
Going to Morningside. That was a fun game to watch.
Do you remember who they played?
Do not.
Do not. Okay. You've got a lot of teammates over the years that are playing anywhere. How many conversations did you have with those guys about the process and what they looked for and what it's like playing at the next level?
Honestly, not much. I kind of just felt it out by myself, and then I also, you know, talked to Gavin, talked to Quentin about their process.
Okay. What did you learn from them, especially with your brother Quentin?
Well, I guess it's like what to say back to the coaches, how to respond, stuff like that.
Okay. And I know I had asked you before the interview, but you and Quentin, there was some thought of maybe going to the same place, but it didn't have to be that, if I kind of understood you correctly.
Yeah. If it happened, it happened.
Okay. Take me through your favorite visits and what was it about those campuses or maybe the coaches that you liked and how you kind of whittled that down then because of that down to your maybe favorite two or three schools.
Yeah. So Central and Luther, they both have great campuses, so that's why I like about those. I mean, and then so they have the players around, so that was pretty cool for the both of those. And then I like their food courts and their dorms were nice.
Okay, what did you like about the food courts?
What they were serving.
I was going to get, tell me your favorite food then to eat when you went to the college campuses.
Some pasta for both.
Okay. Are you a big pasta guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so as you made that final decision, what were the conversations, I'm sure, with family? What were the discussions about? And then as you started to reach out to coaches, how tough was it to, you know, maybe tell some of the other coaches, hey, I'm not coming there? And then what was it like with that conversation with the Central coaches?
Yeah, so me and my parents, we mostly talked about just how much I like it, how I feel about the coaches, the facilities, and then obviously price. And it was pretty tough talking to some other coaches because they'd been talking to me for quite a while, so they're pretty invested, so. It was pretty tough to do that. But then I called the Central head coach and told him I committed, and it was a great phone call. He sounded really excited, so yeah.
You had a chance to see the field, you think, as a freshman on as a tight end?
Yeah, I think if I work hard enough, yeah.
Okay. Where do you feel like you need to get better as a tight end?
Probably at the college level, definitely my strength, and then also technique with stuff like that.
Okay. Now, education-wise, that's going to be important. You told me that was kind of a big part of this decision.
Mm-hmm.
How did that play a role?
So for schools that didn't really have a good education or, like, a pretty bad graduation rate, kind of didn't look at them as hard.
Okay. And was it really about your major, or did you have the major kind of set after you looked at some of the programs and then the graduation rates?
Yeah, I kind of was exploring my major, so I got it set after.
Okay. How did you come to the conclusion? I think psychology is what you told me you wanted to go into.
Yep. I was just talking with my parents and asking what they think would fit best to be law enforcement, and they said that could fit pretty well.
Okay. Talk about law enforcement. What got you interested in becoming a law enforcement official someday down the road?
Well, both my parents are involved with law, so that kind of instilled in my brain to do it. And then also talking with Owen Clucky, because he's a police officer, got me interested.
Okay. So do you know, I mean, it kind of sounds like there's a lot of options for you. You don't know the direction you want to go yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. What are some of the favorite things that you're maybe more leaning towards?
Well, I guess police officer.
Okay. Do you want to come back this direction, or does it matter to you where that career takes you?
Yeah, I'd like to come back.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man, it has been a lot of fun. I told you that before the interview here. I've enjoyed it, and I remember you kicking and everything and playing as a freshman, and knew you were going to have a great career, and it certainly panned out that way. So Central getting lucky. They've got a great one coming over there. So appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on that decision, and best of luck coming up in your future.
Thank you.
You bet. Kieran Polking again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, he's going to be heading to Central to continue his football career as well as his education.